Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews at America's Credit Union's GAC, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Correlation, Smart Vault, Despite Impossible, Connective, Q2, Acuvo, and Advantage. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the GAC here in Washington, D.C., put on by the fine folks at America's Credit Unions. And look who we have in the studio lounge, GLIA's very own Paul Sheets. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, yeah.
Good. I think we're in day 2.5-ish, something like that, of the conference.
How's day 2.5 feels like it could be day 4, but
could be or day 5. We lose count.
Yeah,
after a while.
There's been a lot of meetings, a lot of great content. Yeah. It's been
good,
fantastic
good.
Though.
I heard the exhibit hall has been super crowded, so that's great for the vendors up there.
It has. Yeah. So. Just a lot of companies doing a lot of neat things. I think folks are seeing the interest and the appetite from credit unions to innovate, to reinvent, and it's really fun being part of that group of companies that's there to partner with these credit unions when they're on that journey.
And you guys do that very well for credit unions. So
we do. We love the credit unions, yeah.
Yes, you do. Very good. All right, so speaking of which, you guys have a new member service model that you recently launched called Unified Interaction Management.
That's exactly right.
So share with me, what is this all about? What is
it? Yeah, so and we actually just made this announcement a couple of weeks ago. So this is hot off the press here.
Ooh.
So We announced this new model, which is the combination or bringing under one umbrella, one platform, voice. So think of your CCaaS type solutions, digital. So think of your live chat, but of course the GLIA experience is plus, right?
Oh,
with
yeah.
the
it's
with
already
the video.
Good. Come on, Paul.
It's pretty good. And then the third is AI. And so when we think about the importance of delivering really, really high quality member interactions, we know that credit unions have the opportunity to gain the trust or erode the trust every time they have an interaction. We know that credit union members are continually moving more towards digital channels.
Oh, yeah.
And so having the technology, having the platform that is there, that's available to meet members where they are, however they want to interact, whether it's phone, whether it's digital, and then to be able to understand their need and then move them to the right interaction type that best meets
suits
their
them.
Need.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
So I think we can, here's an example, right? There are some needs that are well suited for AI, but I think we can also agree that there are some needs that are not well suited for AI.
I completely agree with that one.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard that take yet, but thank you for that.
Yeah,
I think people aren't realizing.
I think
some
we
stuff
just need
to just stay away.
That's right. Yeah. You just need to acknowledge that there are some interactions that need the warm touch of a live human being. And what makes me so excited about the Unified Interaction Management platform is that we're bringing the best of AI and we're bringing the best of the human experience, combining them into a singular platform.
Is it the old saying, Paul, fidgetal, you know? Is it kind of something along those lines?
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
Oh my
gosh, no.
Really? I think you guys at Glee would be all over that one.
Yeah,
so.
I feel like
fidgetal.
I need to go back and
I heard that like 5 years ago. I'm like, what? Stuck in my brain ever since. So,
I love it.
So step back a little bit. What kind of sparked this idea? Was it the advent of AI last year, obviously, and then kind of coupling it or complementing what you guys already have? And maybe even enhancing?
You know, it's a great question. I mean, so we kind of wrote the book on digital customer service.
Yes,
I mean, quite
did.
Literally.
Yeah.
Right. And we have long played very well in that space, and that's how a lot of people know us. But when we think about our mission to redefine the way that credit unions interact with their members, we said we need to open the aperture even further. And we had a CCaaS solution, and we've actually been doing AI for about 10 years. You're probably aware we acquired FinAI about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. The leader of AI for credit unions, banks, et cetera. And so they were a phenomenal addition to the GLIA portfolio of solutions. And so since that acquisition, we have been looking at ways to deploy AI across the platform.
Good for you.
We know that there's a certain inevitability there. And as I'm talking to credit union leaders, I think there's also a realization that there are some that are running towards it. There are some that I think are running from it. And get it.
It's scary,
kind of
exciting.
Scary,
exciting at the same time.
Well, and I, I think you're right, and I think that's because there are lots of wrong ways to do it, but there are some right ways, some responsible ways, and we, Iglia, like to believe that we bring responsible AI to the credit unions. Yeah,
for sure. So can you give me an example of how it worked? If you, I mean, maybe in a lending situation or a call center situation, or
let me kind of tell you how we're thinking about AI. So I think when most people think about leveraging AI, they think about leveraging AI for the visitor to their, whether it's to their online banking app or to their public website, right? They think about, okay, how do we leverage AI in the visitor situation? Which is a really, it's a really great use case. When someone calls up and is asking, hey, what are your branch hours? How do I get my statement? There's a number of requests, right, that I think we can all agree don't need to be handled by a person, right? And so there are many of those interactions that we consider them simple, and there's not really a big decision needing to be made by the member.
It's the more mundane type stuff, the more transactional type stuff.
Perfect for AI. And our approach to AI, what it does is it actually allows the credit union to have a high degree of control of the voice, the tone, and the specific content. Mm-hmm. So some of the stuff that makes folks a little nervous is when they drop Gen AI into a member-facing situation and they don't know what's going to be said. I mean, we've all seen the examples in the news where you've got like the airlines, the car dealerships that are getting pinned down in having to honor some deals that Gen AI was making. You've got to look.
Oh my gosh!
I won't name the airlines or the organizations, but there are Gen AI has gotten some organizations into some pretty precarious situations. Our approach gives the credit union complete control over what is shared. And so I've been talking to CEOs who are like, we need to do this, but we need guardrails. GLIA's approach provides the guardrails. But I want to advocate that AI actually goes much further than just the visitor experience. AI can be used to help the agents be more successful and effective in their interactions. Mm-hmm. And so GLIA for, I wish I knew the exact time, but I think several years, we've been using a feature called Autocomplete, which essentially it takes data and it aggregates all of the responses that have been given by live agents, creates a database, and then begins to learn from them and create automatic suggestions based on that credit union's data that can begin to be used and pushed into the agents. We see about a 10% improvement in productivity from the agents just by turning on this feature. It's phenomenal. But there's a new feature that we actually just launched, which might be kind of fun to talk about, where AI can be used to help managers make better decisions. So I ran a global call center about a decade ago, and so I know this space well, but one of my biggest frustrations was when I would have an agent who was talking to a customer, they would have an interaction, and generally we'd ask them to assign a topic to the interaction, so we knew why the person was calling in, assign sentiment, and then just do a quick wrap-up. Well, guess what? Those rarely get done because the agent's usually on to the next call that's coming in, the next chat that's coming in. The result of that is that organizations usually have really, really poor data to understand what is driving their member interactions. And so what we've done is we've deployed Gen AI. So we're taking those transcripts, we're running them through a Gen AI model, and what this model is doing is it's assigning a topic. We're running it through a sentiment model, and so it's assigning a sentiment for the conversation. Were they satisfied? Were they neutral? Were they dissatisfied? And then we're doing a wrap-up. So a task that would normally take an agent, I don't know, 2 minutes or so, it's done immediately. The agent can review it and see if they like it or not. But the power in this is that now managers and decision makers in these credit unions are equipped with data. They can look and say, oh my goodness, do you realize that 25% of our incoming volume is related to this topic? Let's go solve the root cause of this. Let's go address it.
Because so spot trends. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Or, hey, these type of interactions are generally having lower sentiment. What do we need to do? They can find the hot spots in their organization. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about that. Being a former call center manager myself, I know how valuable that data is and how much I longed for high fidelity data.
Yeah.
Lee is deploying Gen AI to provide that type of data for our customers. So,
very cool.
Kind of using it across the spectrum.
Yeah. Well, to wrap up here, the goal here, obviously, efficiency, personalization. I'm looking at what other goals or benefits do you see here?
Oh, I would also say conversion. We had the chance to chat. I think it was May of last year with our friends at Lister Hill, and they talked about the mortgage conversion and how proactive engagements leveraging an ultra high touch channel had an incredible impact on their mortgage conversion. So I would say that's kind of the third pillar of what we see here.
I think there's a fourth pillar, Paul. I think there's a cool factor here as well.
Oh, there absolutely is.
For both the member and the staffer. So
there absolutely
like, oh my gosh, this is so slick. So yeah, and so it just encourages you to use it, you know, and really take advantage of it and leverage it. So
you're exactly right.
Indeed. Four pillars. All right, Paul, remember that.
I love it. I'll
put that on the marker next time. Right?
That's right.
All right, sir. Anything else to add to wrap up before I let you get back to the show here?
Oh, I just always appreciate the opportunity to meet with you and meet with our customers who are here. This is great, and I really appreciate the time, Mike.
Yeah, no worries. I'll always enjoy having the folks from GLIA and you as well in here chatting up and keep pushing us forward here. I love this stuff. I like companies like yours that really push that proverbial envelope. So
well, we appreciate it. Yeah, we do.
Well done, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
Good job.
We'll see you.
Word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.